You know, it's been a while now, but I read an article when I was in college about orphanages in Russia. And at a time when they had a lot of infants, and they had these orphanages to take care of these infants. And the thing was that they fed them. They gave them all the resources that the child would need to survive. But they realized the children would die, would pass. And one of the things they realized that without physical touch, the children would die. Without physical intimacy, they wouldn't learn how to bond. The same thing is true with all of us. In our lives, not only as infants, but in our lives, we need to be touched. Touch physically, yes. But not only that, touch emotionally. Touch spiritually. Today, we celebrate the World Marriage Day. In a lot of ways, the marriage is one of the best examples for us. You know, the sacraments in themselves are things given to us by Christ to exemplify his love to us in the world. Now, marriage as a sacrament, that means the love between the man and the woman in this marriage. Their love for each other will give each of us a glimpse of God's love to the world. That means your marriage, your love for each other, gives a glimpse of God's love not only to your children, but to all of us in the community. And that's why, in some ways, we count on you. We count on your marriage. For it's each and every one of your marriages that makes up the church, all of us. But do you touch each other? You know, the beautiful thing about a marriage is that, one, it has to be forever, because it is hard. You learn to touch each other, yes, physically, intimately. But also, do you let each other touch each other emotionally? Sometimes we think that, you know, my own brokenness is too much, that if I show it to you, it might infect you, it might hurt you. But in the marriage, it really is the commitment to each other that despite your flaws, despite your sinfulness, this person in front of you sees more than that. They love you despite it. And because of that, it causes each of you to grow in relationship with each other, and then also in love for each other. That is the beautiful thing about the marriage, is that it does give a glimpse of God's love to the world. How is your marriage doing today? Is it strong? Or is it in need of help? Do you know? Do you even know? Can you sense it? Oftentimes, we keep these things to ourselves. We're afraid to reach out for help. But you know, in today's gospel, Jesus heals a leper. But leprosy back then, it was almost a curse. Almost as if they, in the Old Testament, they showed that if you were unclean, then you had to say to other people around you that you were unclean. It was unsafe for you to go around others. But here, this leper, he comes up to Jesus, in some ways puts him in danger. Not only that, he trusts that if you willed it, you can make me clean. Each of us in our lives, we have our own brokenness, our own sins. But are we willing to reach out for help? Are we willing to reach out for healing? Not only that, do you trust that Christ can heal you. There's a reason why you're married within the church to your spouse, but also to God. Because we need God's help within our own lives, our own marriage. Not only that, to be an example of God's love to the world. So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, let us continue to ask the Lord for the strength and the courage to come to him with our lives, to come to him with our marriages, so that each one of us can be an example of God's love to the world. Amen.